So for your encouragement this week, for your devotional, I would like to offer an awesome video testimony from my friend Ginger. Ginger is connected with this church in more ways than one, as you'll hear. I find a glimpse into her past shows a lot of things, but two things stand out to me. First of all, it really illustrates Satan's desire to completely derail our lives using any tactics that he can and to keep us from what God has for us. It also shows me God's power to change, to transform, to free, and to deliver us. I find a glimpse into Ginger's present life really illustrates how we can serve the Lord passionately without being in church ministry. We can serve him in the world, in the secular world, doing kingdom work, and you'll see that in Ginger's life. And also how the Lord really delights in blessing his world through our gifts and our talents. So Ginger, thank you. It's so brave of you to share your story. Thanks for doing this for us today.
Hey, Oceanside Church. It's great to be here with you today. I hope you guys are all doing well and enjoying your time at home or wherever you are watching this. My name is Ginger. I'm 26 years old and I live in Richmond. I know Pastor Hannah and Joseph from their time here in Richmond. I was one of the youth that attended their youth group while they were at Richmond Pentecostal Church. So that means I also grew up with Thomas and Ellie, or Pastor Thomas and Ellie, as you know them. So I've got lots of great and funny stories about both of them, especially Thomas. So if you ever want to know anything, make sure you just reach out and I'd be more than happy to share with you. So not too long ago, I actually had the pleasure of being right here in Parksville. I was on a trip to the island with a band that I play in called Rain City. And our lead singer, Claire, is actually from Parksville, or Arrington herself. We had booked a couple of shows in Campbell River, Nanaimo, and Victoria with another band called Five Alarm Funk. They actually made a stop to play at Arrington Hall. However, we were in the middle of traveling when the remainder of our shows on the island actually got canceled with the whole crazy coronavirus thing going on. But if you're interested in hearing more about the band, I'll include a couple of links to our material with this video. I play bass with the band, and our music includes a wide variety of genres, but most of what we play is down the stream of rock, funk, pop, and it includes both covers and originals. Just a heads up, though, that the music we play is not Christian, and none of the other band members are believers, so just keep that in mind if you do plan on checking the band out. I currently work a full-time job in marketing for a fireplace manufacturing company called Regency, and I also attend a church in Vancouver called City Life. So now that you've got a chance to get to know me a little, I am here today because Pastor Hannah asked me to share a bit about my story and perhaps something encouraging to you. To start, I wanted to share with you a scripture that came to mind while I was thinking about what to share with you. I actually memorized this Bible verse at a youth retreat that Hannah and Joseph used to run every summer called Escape. And this passage is one that I hold closely to mind and in my heart to this day. It's 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, "No temptation has seized you except for what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will never let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. For when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you may stand up under it." So as many of you know and have experienced, the world we live in is full of trials and temptations. This is something that I definitely learned early on in my life. Growing up, I experienced a lot of trials that led to many temptations in life. I came from a broken home with not a lot of stability, and this caused me to look for answers to questions that I had about who I was and what my self-worth was in a lot of the wrong places. For one, as a teenager, I turned to drugs and alcohol to try and find the comfort and sense of security that I felt that I was lacking from my family around me. And coping with substances quickly became a big temptation in my daily life. Things spiraled quickly out of control, and I found myself surrounded by darkness and hopelessness and anxiety, and I felt trapped by my own thoughts and feelings and couldn't find a way out. So for some of you, maybe this is a feeling that you can relate to. And You know, maybe the temptation to cope with trials for you is not necessarily through drugs or alcohol, but maybe with something else. So I just want to take a moment and just pause and invite yourself to reflect and ask yourself this question. When I am faced with difficult situations, who or what am I tempted to turn to for help? Maybe it's pornography. Maybe you find comfort in having money, in hiding behind an image on social media, or finding worth through a relationship. The list of things that we are often tempted to turn to in times of desperation can go on and on. However, one thing I learned through my trials was that turning to temptations to deal with difficult situations doesn't get you anywhere. The reality is that true freedom can only come from knowing Jesus and having a genuine relationship with Him. And I can only say this because I've experienced this for myself and I know it to be true. I distinctly remember that as a teenager, in a simple moment of surrender, I can remember crying out to God and telling Him that I needed help and that there was no way that I could get myself out of a mess that I'd created. And so on that day, I remember God met me exactly where I was. And just as He had promised in 1 Corinthians 10:13, He provided me a way out of my temptations. And now the journey forward was still difficult. You know, that's not to say that all my problems just disappeared from that day on. And it wasn't easy by any means, but I can say that it was worth it. And that I truly wouldn't be where I am today if I had not made that decision to listen to God. So in the midst of all the uncertainty and craziness going on in the world right now, I just want you to be reminded that it's in God's word that nothing we are facing today is beyond what any man has ever faced before. There's no trial or temptation that has gotten a hold of us except for what is already familiar to humankind. And God is still faithful. He won't let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. He will provide a way out for us in any situation. And this truth remains the same today and just as it did yesterday. I also want to encourage you to turn to Jesus and the people around you in the church if you're feeling anxious, stuck, lonely, or tempted during these difficult times of isolation. God loves you. He cares for you. And He will provide for you a way to endure your trials and temptations. Thanks for listening. Dear Lord, thank You so much that You are here with us, that You hear us when we cry out to You, God, that You've got a perfect plan for us and that You know exactly where we are and You meet us here. God, thank You that You know every situation going on in the world right now, and that You are greater than them all, and that for every difficult trial or temptation, you've provided a way out for us, and all we have to do is call upon Your name, because You love us and You care for us so much and You want what's best for us. So God, I just pray for anybody who's at Oceanside Church or anywhere in the world right now who's facing a difficult time and feeling tempted or facing trials, God, that You would just remind them that You are life and You are hope and that You've provided a way out, that just by calling upon Your name, that You'll come and You'll meet us where we are with Your grace, and You'll come and just, You'll just come and bring light into any situation, that we can always turn to You for hope. We thank You that You love us and that You care for us so deeply. And I just pray that You would bless this day and the rest of this week for everybody that's listening to this video. And in Your name we pray these things. Amen.
Ginger, thank you so much for letting your light shine in the world and for us today. Oceanside Church, I hope that story really blessed you and encouraged you and fed you. Lord, we pray that seeds planted through Ginger's story would take root and bear good fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. We love to hear stories from people from our church of what God is doing in your life right now, what He's done in your life in the past. Testimonies are really important and help increase our faith. So one way you can do that is you can just make a video with your phone, like I'm doing right now, and you can post it to our brand new Facebook group, which is just called Oceanside Community Church Group. So you can look for that. Let us know if you have any trouble finding that. Please join that if you're part of our church or you would like to be. That's all for now. We're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday at 10. We are going to be live. We're going to be trying to be live this Sunday, and we're going to have communion together. So it will be at the same time and not in the same place. If you want to prepare this week when you perhaps go grocery shopping to buy a few things for communion, but you can really use anything. So, you know, you can use water if you don't have any juice, or one hack I heard is using frozen berry juice for the juice for communion, or anything also resembling bread. So please do have some of those supplies on hand to worship with us on Sunday. That's all for now, and we will see you soon. Say bye.
Bye.